Computer Construction, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, is this Jose?
Yes.
Hey, Jose, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. Sorry for the phone tag. How are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
You want the real answer or the sales answer?
Pardon me?
Do you want the real answer or the sales answer?
Well, I want the real answer, you know. I don't want to...
It's nonstop.
You know, start going back and forth.
It's nonstop. So I help underwrite construction equipment financing here at Bank of Cardiff. That's my primary role. I've got your file in front of me, and I just wanted to ask you a few questions about what you're looking to accomplish. I hope you had a pen handy and a paper to make some notes.
Hold on. Let me go back to the office. I was just on my way out, you know. If I come in for a few minutes, and then I got to be on the job.
You got it.
Okay. Okay, so what do you got?
So I understand that you're kind of shopping for multiple loans. You've got a few offers that have kind of, people are throwing real numbers at you with lease to owns or financing. And I wanted to see, have you signed any documents as of yet, or are you just shopping around?
I'm not signing any documents because the thing is you know, it's an item that, you know, for the company. So I always go slow on that. I mean, if it would be something else, then I would, you know, I can sign it off anytime I want to. If I knew, you know, they were not trying to take me off because, I mean, when they charge me, you know, 12%, you know, I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I worked with construction owners my entire career, so I can definitely see it from a small business owner's perspective. Everyone, I think in this business, everyone just wants a fair shake and feel like their business is valued. I don't know if you kind of,
this is the first time, you know, I deal with you guys. I mean, I have received a lot of you know, phone calls and this and that, you know, and letters. And, you know, so I say, you know, well, since I talked to him, you know, I said, you know what, let me try you. He says,
yeah.
So he says, well, send me your info. I said, well, I send you my info. So I did.
Yeah. And,
when I deal with someone and I know it's fair, you know, you're entitled to make some money. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, say you're not going to make any money, you know, but, you know, the same talking, you know, don't try to make it all on me.
No, absolutely. So you haven't been offered any approval terms by us. You've been offered approval terms through some other finance companies, correct?
Yeah. Well, the guy that I'm dealing with the truck, he's the one who got this other guy, and then he just sent it the next day. I mean, I just filled up, you know, Social Security and my name and all that, and my bank and all that, and they sent it right away. I mean, 12%. That's it.
Okay. And so, were you offered? And 12%, I am assuming, is just too high for you, correct?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay.
You know, 12% is not, you know, come on.
I'm sorry, go ahead. So what I want to go over is kind of figure out what's going on with your file, and hopefully if we could, you know, we're a lender and a syndicator, Bank of Cardiff. We lend our own money, work with other lenders. I see that your file's kind of being shopped all over town. I don't want to shop your credit all over town. I want to give you the best approval. So can you tell me what is the equipment cost here? I have $50,596.72. Is that still accurate or no?
More or less, yes.
Okay. And what times were the terms that you were offered? Were you offered like a 2-year deal, a 5-year deal? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for 5 years.
Okay. And can I ask the payment
only because, you know, if for any reason one of those months or one of those years are kind of slow, you know, I don't want to be trapped like last time in 2008. I had 6 pieces of equipment that I had to pay every month. It was $30,000 that I had to pay each month on everything. And no money coming in, you know. For a whole year, you know, I didn't have that much money. And money, you know, it had to be paid off, you know.
Okay. Gotcha. Give me a second. I'm just putting some notes here. So you were offered a 5-year term, and was it like a first and last payment due at signing? Is that where you were offered?
Well, that's what I got offered, you know, that I paid the first month and last month. And buy it off at $1. That's what, you know, I wanted. And then I, you know, I had the bank. I went to talk to the guy in the bank, you know, and he said, well, I got everything I got here, you know, we got all your history and everything. So that will be easy for me. Just fill out this application and I'll have something for you, you know, next day. That I haven't even taken the application because I've been so busy on this project. That I have to be out there, you know.
Oh, you have a current big job you're doing right now?
Yeah, well, we're doing a really big job, you know, and it's going to be like 3 months just on one side, and plus all the other ones that are coming in.
Okay.
So that's why I said, well, from that job, I can probably even pay it cash.
Gotcha.
That truck. You know, but I wanted to see if I can get, you know, money free, you know, instead of, you know, getting paid off right away.
Okay. Okay. So let, I think people are, part of my assumption here, I think a lot of people in this industry, it's more sales than anything. So they're just trying to throw information and hoping you sign, and they're trying to give you quick approvals. So what I want to do is I want to spend about 5 to 6 minutes on the phone with you, figure out what you're looking for, and hopefully get a reasonable solution. So the first thing that I want to go over is this, because this will make a difference. I'm going to look at the, what we're going to offer you is not a lease to own. It's a, and this includes tax. So the total I have is $50,596.72. So what this will be is a finance agreement. So you'll own the equipment from day one. Can I ask what payments you were offered on that structure of $55.96? What were your monthly bills?
You don't even need it.
I'm sorry?
It was $1,200.
$1,200. Okay, give me a second.
It's 12%, you know.
Give me 1 second. I'm just going to work through all these issues, and I think you're going to be in good hands here. We're hopefully find out a solution that works for you. Okay, my goal is to make you happy, not to get into. So, and that's for two payments down and 58 remaining. Is that correct? Okay. So, let's see. Okay. So you were offered two payments down, $1,200 a month, correct?
Yes.
And that was including taxes or not including taxes?
Including everything.
Including everything. Okay. Okay. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second here. All right. And now, is that 1,200 and change or 1,200 exactly? Because that's important.
Right.
I'm sorry?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct.
Was it 1,200 even, no change, no dollars, just 1,200 even?
$2. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. But it wasn't like 1,300. It was around 1,200 per month, correct?
$400, something like that.
Okay.
You know, I don't forget exactly, you know. All I noticed, it was $400, and I called the guy. I said, "You must be kidding, right?" He goes, "What do you mean?" "Well, I mean, you need a piece of equipment." I said, "Yeah, I need a piece of equipment, but you know, I'm not stupid to just sign it off. I mean, if you can come out, you know, reasonable, you know, price, then you know, then I'd be willing to sign. But you know, something like this, I'd rather, you know, not buy the truck yet and just wait until I finish this job and just buy it, you know, cash."
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. I'm just making some notes. Bear with me. I'm trying to figure out your situation.
The thing is, see, I just, now I want to do this. And then once I get another big job, then we're going to buy more equipment. Because I have two equipment that I have to replace.
Okay. Are you looking for just a lender that you can work with a repeated basis? Or is this something you just have one-off more than anything?
I want to see, the thing is, when I talk to, I forgot his name, you know, I don't have a note here in front of me. So when I talk to him, you know, on the phone, you know, he said, "Well, you know, we can lend you some money, this and that." I said, "Well, okay, well, I want some, let me say, I want money to buy this piece of equipment." And that's where he came in. And then we started talking about it, and he said, "Oh, we can do it."
Okay.
I haven't got any price from you guys, you know, so I have no idea, you know, where you are, you know. But I want somebody that, you know, not only lend me $250,000, but he said, you know, that I was approved already. I said, "Well, if I was already approved, why do you want all this other information?"
What additional information? I'm confused. I'm sorry.
No, well, I mean, he asked me for more information. I said, "That's fine, you know, because you said that I was already pre-qualified for $250,000 with, you know."
Okay.
No, but I said,
Let me go over your file and tell you what I think we could do. And here at Bank of Cardiff, we really want a long-term relationship. We don't want to work with you as like a one-off. So here's a few things we're seeing. So the loan that we're going to give your business, it's going to be a bit, and my call is to educate you about what's available for you. It's not to shove a sales pitch down your throat, all right? So there's some good things. You've been in business for a long time. One of the things that's unfortunate is your credit score is in the low. It's a 589. Are you familiar with credit scores?
Yeah, you know, actually, he sent me the, what he got, you know. I said, you know, this and that. I said, well, I didn't know it did occur, you know, that problem, you know. So I said,
absolutely.
So I said, but I knew it wasn't really that great, you know.
Okay. So here's what I would like to offer you,
okay,
and see if I can help you. And by the way, what I'll tell you is this. I think I know where your approval is at another company. And what I don't want to do is, I don't want you to sign like a million set of documents. I don't want to get into what's called a rate war with you because you have an approval somewhere else. Can we take that approval and do it for less money? Yeah, but I think getting into a rate war is probably not the best idea. I think the idea here is to give you something that's a better deal for your business. So the first thing is, the way these transactions work is, they're typically, wherever you go, they're non-cancelable transactions. So that means that they're a fixed payment program. So this is not the type of loan you want to enter into with us or with anyone. You don't want to do a 5-year loan and then do a 2-year loan. You don't want to do a 2-year loan and then do a 5-year loan. You want to choose a term that works for you. Now, you mentioned that you have a desire to potentially pay this off a little sooner. So let me tell you about an approval I actually have you approved for right now. And if these numbers work for you, you know, that's great, but I want to give you my advice. Is that fair enough?
Okay.
Perfect. So here's my suggestion. You really don't need a 5-year loan based on your cash flow. That's something that people might like push at you, but I don't really think it's the best thing. And hopefully if you do this loan with us in the future, we'll do some more business and go on and go on and, you know, earn your business. And we don't really care who you buy the equipment from. We're not affiliated with your vendor, so we're not partners with them. So you can really use this approval wherever you want to go, okay?
Okay.
So here's what I would suggest for you. I would suggest a 2-year term. I would not suggest a 3-year. I would not suggest a 2-year term. I would not suggest a 5-year term. I suggest a 4-year term. A 4-year term. The reason I'm going to suggest that is you're going to have a slightly larger payment, but you're going to pay it off quicker and save interest. Like I said, you don't want to do a 5-year loan if you're going to pay it off in 4 years. Let me give you the numbers, assuming you go with this vendor, on what I'd like to offer you on this approval right now. And this, keep in mind, it's a different approval than the one you've already been offered. Okay.
Okay.
So let's go over some numbers. Bear with me. Hold on. Okay. Because I think the way that you're seeing it is, and I'm assuming that payment is $1,200 and change. It's a little more than $1,200, correct? It should
right.
be. So,
I have no idea. You know.
Well, just keep in mind, if it's $1,225, 25 times 60 months, that's $1,500. Every dollar, you know, there's 60 payments there. So if we assume your payment is $1,200 a month and you pay it over 60 months, your pricing, your payback on that is going to be $72,000. So that's I can understand your concern. So here's what I'd like to offer you if you're interested. And like I said, we're a separate company. I don't. It sounds like you have an approval from someone else. But if I can help you, I can help you. So.
I have an approval document. No.
No, you have an approval. That doesn't mean you have to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because you're approved doesn't mean anything. Give me a second. So. Bear with me. Okay, bear with me. I'm just running all your numbers for you.
Okay.
All right. How often do you buy equipment, by the way?
Well, every time, a piece of equipment is going bad, so that we buy, as it comes, you know, and we always leave the old one as a backup.
Okay.
See, like right now, we got a failing machine that we have to replace, and also another truck that we have to replace too.
Okay.
So this one we're gonna buy because the old truck is a 92, and it's giving us problems from time to time. So we're gonna leave that one as a backup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just put some notes. Okay. So... just running these numbers, bear with me.
Or you want to email it to me?
No, I want to run all the numbers and make sure they're accurate. I don't want, like I said, there's too much salesmanship in this industry where it's just constant hammering at customers. So here's what I can offer you, and I think it's much more competitive and it's a real approval. Okay, do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
I can offer an approval over 48 months. Your payment's $1,326.57, so you'll pay back about $63,696. So I'll save you for just paying one less year. I'll save you a tremendous amount of interest.
Okay.
And I think I can do something shorter, but I think this is a reasonable approval and it makes sense for your business. The interest rate is lower. The cost of money is lower. The payment is very similar, but you're paying a year's less of payments. And when you add up the numbers, I'm sorry. Let me make sure these numbers kind of, hold on. They went haywire. Bear with me. That's why I kept you on the phone. Hold on. Bear with me. I'm sorry, I was off. So the payment normally is $13.63.17. Since this is a very competitive situation, we can give you a discount because we want to get your business long term. So here's what I can offer you. I can offer you, if you did this full amount of funding, let's just do this. Just make sure these numbers are accurate. Bear with me. I'm sorry for all the time. I just want to make sure I'm not giving you the wrong calculations. Okay, Jose? Bear with me. So the normal payment is, let's just run these numbers. Normal payment is going to be $13.63.12. I can discount it about 2% so I can give you those numbers. Give me a second. So I can give you a payment of $13.37. What that means is if you did a 48-month transaction, your payback would be $64,176. So you'd save about $8,000 in interest, assuming your payment on the other company is $1,200. If your payment's higher, obviously those savings are bigger. So basically our sales pitch is, hey, look, if you're comfortable paying a slightly higher payment and you want to pay this off early anyways, this is a much more reasonable offer because it's only 1 year less, but it's almost half the interest. It's almost, you know, it's a massive savings. But those are the numbers we could offer you on this approval.
Okay, so if I go with you, you're gonna check to pay off the trust, or why, or you're gonna pay it off, or how you do it?
Give me a second. Give me 1 second. Your question was what?
My question was, so you're going to give me a check to pay off the trust?
No, we pay the vendor. So they send us an invoice and we pay them as part of the transaction.
Okay.
So the next step is, if you want me to, I'd like you to think about these numbers. I can give you a call tomorrow, and if they work, we will move forward with your transaction. I'd like you to think about these numbers if they work. I don't want to put any pressure on you. Think it over, and if you want to go for it tomorrow, I'll send you a contract for you to review.
Okay. Why don't you send me some numbers, you know, anyway, email it.
Okay.
And then that way I can work on it tonight and all that, and then I can call my bookkeeper, which he helps me out on all the transactions. You know, to make
Does your rep have your email?
Yes, he does.
All right, I'll have him email you those numbers immediately.
Okay, appreciate it, okay?
You got it, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.